Blog Talk Radio.
Heads up, here we come, y'all, live in effect. Mic check, keep your ears glued right to set. This is true hip-hop, old school flip-flop with a new school twist, just admit it's hot. To the clock, tick-tock, and you don't stop. The wave's overtaking over the whole block. To the boardroom, you need to make more room.
Move.
Get out the way, cause we about to kick in the door.
Boom.
With sports news, music, movies, awards too. You've never seen nothing like this, I assure you. Sorting through, separating fact from fiction. Who's who?
What?
What's the status? This, we're going backstage. You ain't getting taxed, admitted. You better switch gears.
This here,
I'm fast addiction.
Listen,
we never take a ride off the prize.
New
exclusive, and you've been authorized.
Yeah.
What's poppin', people? Shamir C. Major. About to get it on pop. You know how we do all about this time. This is We Got Now Wednesdays, Hip Hop Our Way Radio. Your boy's going to have a good time. Going to have a lot of fun like we always do. Going to be able to talk my shit. You can talk your shit. And we're just going to have a lot of fun. You know, what we got to do first, we got to get the housekeeping stuff out the way so we make sure, you know, we have a good show and we'll get all that stuff out. Once again, update on hiphopaway.com. Definitely making major moves. I'm getting hit up a lot lately by our members. The profile section is coming. It's coming. We're just waiting on a couple of things just to make sure. Like I said, once again, we want to make sure it's perfect. We want to make sure it's right. So that's definitely coming. Also, like to definitely welcome one of our new bloggers to the site. She actually posted her first blog this week. So y'all should definitely check it out. Make sure you know it's hiphoparway.com, OURWAY.com. And her blog post is entitled How the South is Maintaining Hip Hop. It's definitely a controversial topic, but it talks about really how the South is actually helping the culture of hip hop come up, if you will, because, you know, it depends on where you're from. There's been a lot of talk about how it's damaging it, and some people think it's helping. So it's just a really good article. Y'all should check it out. My girl, Lady T, definitely handling her business with that, so make sure y'all check that post out. Also, for those of you who don't know, we're actually working on several different concepts for the site, just trying to, like, once again, perfect it for you and yours. So we have a lot of different bloggers, if you will, that are going to be contributing to the family. They're going to be joining the family, and we're going to get everything popping like that. Definitely having, you know, various opinions, if you will. We do feel it's going to add a lot of flavor to the site. We're still going to give you the latest and greatest news. We're still going to give you the hottest joints. We're still going to give you the newest music videos and YouTube videos and all that. But we just want to make sure that we're getting everything perfect because we're actually planning something real, real big within the next couple months or so. So we want to make sure the site is getting in there like it's supposed to. Definitely make sure y'all log on. Y'all can check out Hip Hop Hour Radio Live. If you're listening on Blog Talk Radio, you can actually go to our site, hiphopourway.com. And click the Hip Hop Hour Radio link, and you can listen live through that. So there's definitely various ways you can actually reach out to us. We can reach out to you and that whole deal. If you have any questions, comments, concerns, want to talk shit about me, all that, want to do a live, make sure you hit me up, 646-200-4965. That's 646-200-4965. Let's get into a little music. My man, R-E-U-B, I'm going to play a drink real quick called Dance Machine, you know. Step up our ring radio. I like your boy, man.
Yeah, like this. Step out the car, step through the line, step in the club.
Steps to the bar, step in the name of love. Step to the floor with flavor, they respect my vibe. Even the haters stay in line like the electric slide. Players chasing the P, I ain't the one, I sneeze off. Got them chasing me, but I don't run, I move off. Back to a corner, three on one, that's fine. One man, $100 in a one-track mind. I can't front, I got a habit, I just got to have it. Part of me, I'm old school like the Roger Rabbit. But on the low, though, you weak, dude, you're beating to me. We at the go-go, DC, we beating our feet. But we fly when at the fly lounge, dog, don't touch me. You need a patch for your cabbage when I wop you, trust me. You want to fight, but I'm distracted. Shorty so thick, I think you're doing a butt on accident. Pretty face, and I was all about the body, but her breath smelled worse than Martin Lawrence's on house party. Oh no, boo chill. I am not Cisco, and this is not Drew Hill. Nah, I cannot enter the dragon. I'm trying to dodge the lucky length of the magnum. See the clinic in the joint, and they like, yo, who that? I say, I'm Big Daddy Kane, this is smooth, that's rap. And I'm a smooth operator looking for a girl, so I can kid and play and do the kick step with. See, we can get close. We can have wine. I'll beat the toes and stop. Hammer time. Think I'm a clown, but see, homie, don't play that. Long as the fire marshal's name ain't Bill, we straight black. Before old age, stole they prime, they did. Cocaine lines and soul train lines. Come on.
Push. You got it, fuck Bush. Chef, guess what I cooked? Baked a lot of bread and kept it off the books. Rockstar, look, way before the bars, my picture was getting took. Fed, they like whack rappers. Try as they may, they couldn't get me on the hook. Don't like it, nigga, sue me. I just read between the lines of my loose leaf. See, this the preview, not the movie. American gangster with a new G. Cold on my flow, keep my head in the clouds. Stay grounded on my 2 feet. This is who I choose to be. But that chapter is through. The mixtape's finished and I'm back in the booth. I'm spitting it, I'm spitting it. What you afraid to say, I've written it. And I'm spitting it, straight spitting it.
All right, we back. Shemancy Mays just playing a couple quick joints for y'all. First one, my man R-E-U-B, straight out of the DMV area. And you guys know K-Dash by now. For those of you who don't know, recently we do this thing with hosts. We're looking for a co-host for me because I'm getting kind of lonely up here. Feel like I'm talking to myself. So I decided to go on a search again. For those of you who've been following us for a while, you know we've done this before. And we will continue to do this until we find that right mixture, until we find the right individuals who are going to help us, you know, make this thing to where it's supposed to be. But anyways, so I'm always on a, I'm on a search right now to find the perfect co-host. The only thing is, this time, I wanted to do it just a little bit different. So what we're doing is, not only am I picking a new co-host, where usually I base it off of audition tapes or I base it on just a sit-down one-on-one meeting that me and that person had or whatever the case might be, we're basing it on an actual show. So we're giving each co-host, right now we have four, and that's it. I've actually picked my four. And based on that four, we're going to choose who will be the co-host. But we're also letting our listeners, our members and visitors to the site actually vote for who they think should be the co-host. Right now we have about 1,700 votes. We got about 1,700 votes. I think that's great to me because it shows a lot. Every single person except for the person who just recently got up there. So they're a little behind, so they got to get their emails out. They got to get their MySpace game up and all that. But everyone has had the lead at one point. Like, it's really crazy. So it's kind of up in the air. It's a matter of who gets their hustle on more. It's a matter of who supporters go in there and do what they're supposed to. Because I know what's going on. I mean, some people are voting more than once. And we did that on purpose to allow people. If you really want to get it, and you want to sit there for an hour and keep voting for yourself, I say do it, because, I mean, it's just part of the hustle. But the thing is, other people can do it too. So you vote as many times as you want. We really, really, really want to see what you guys think, because it's going to definitely help me determine who becomes the next co-host. And I said this in the beginning, and I'm going to say this now. I'm not against picking more than one person. If that's what the people decide, like if it keeps going up and down like it's going, you guys are going to force me to do that. But my goal right now is to pick one co-host to hold this thing down with me, to ride out with me, to go on these, you know, to basically get it in with your boy. And that's what's going to happen. So we're looking to do that. Starting in September, we're going to start having our guests come on the show. We're going to be giving you a lot of information that we feel is necessary from the block to the boardroom, because that's what we cover. We want to help you guys really, 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 really understand how to get it in, really how to build your businesses, whether it be a record label, fashion, whatever it might be. We're going to give you the nuts and bolts things that you guys need in order to do that. So we really want to help you to achieve that, if you will. So we're going to start having our guests on. We're going to start being a little more interactive with you guys. So we really just on it right now. So I want to let y'all know, be on the lookout. A lot of big things happening. A lot of big interviews in the works. You got a lot of those people you might not think would come on something like this, but they're going to be on there. We're just really, really focused, and we really want to get you guys involved. Make sure you hit us up, too. If you have any comments, concerns, whatever, you can hit us up at radio@hiphoparway.com, R-A-D-I-O at HIPHOPOURWAY.com. So make sure you hit us up, radio@hiphoparway.com. For questions, concerns, anything you guys would like to see, we're definitely always open to any suggestions that you guys have. Also, make sure you remember the call-in number is 646-200-4965, 646-200-4965. All right, cool. What I'm going to do is I'm going to kind of move along here. I'm going to kind of update you guys on what's going on in the hip-hop community, what's going on with the news. Something I saw recently that really, it's one of those things people in the industry have always known it's been going on, but it's never really been spoken. So we kind of just wanted to comment on it and kind of get you guys' opinion on it. It's the Jackie O situation. For those of you who know, Jackie O is an artist based out of the Miami area, and you can check out our site because the full article is actually on there. But Jackie O claims she was actually blackmailed for sex by a hip-hop executive. Just to kind of give you a brief idea of what she was talking about. Simply, she was saying she was with TVT Records and Po' Boy Records. And what she was saying was she noticed everyone else received their advance and so forth and so on, but she didn't. So the executive at the time said, basically she said that in order for her to receive her advance, that she had to have sex with him. It was actually like, I think it was, she said, like $10,000 advance. She had to have sex with him. And she said she did it. And usually, to be honest with you, that's not something, for the most part, that you hear. You know, that's something that's kind of been one of those industry taboo type deals where you don't really hear about it. But, I mean, I've heard other stories like that. I heard it goes on a lot. And in that, it's kind of like if you do it, you lose respect. But if you don't do it, it's like you don't get on. Or you might not get on. I won't say that. You don't get on with that particular label or whatever. You know, they actually have the potential to basically shelve your product. For those of you who don't understand the language, shelve your product means basically you don't come out. You know, because, you know, usually at that point you're under contract and all these different type of things. So you don't come out, you're stuck. So I'm thinking about that, and it was like, knowing that, is it actually possible for a female MC to ever actually truly get the respect they deserve in the game? Because right now, to be honest with you, I mean, we could say what we want, but the reality of it is, female MCs, it's lacking right now. There's no, and I won't say it's because of lack of talent, but it might be lack of promotion, whatever the case might be, but the reality of it is simple as this. There is no female MC that everyone's checking for. No, people are checking for Wayne, checking for Jay, checking for Nas, checking for all these, but there's no female MC. I haven't heard, I mean, don't get me wrong, we still have Lil' Kim and Foxy, but even them, no one's checking for them like they used to. Kind of like their time is almost out of here. We have the Little Mama who I think she's a dope lyricist, but I don't know if it was promotion that was lacking. I think a lot of things, what they did too, one major mistake that the guys made was when she had the lip gloss on, they really didn't capitalize on that. They waited way, way, way too long to release a second single and do that, and they kind of made it corny. Because to be honest, I really wasn't up on her like that until then. And then I actually heard her spit something. I thought she was just this young girl, and she can actually, you know what I mean? She actually put words together and all that. I think the girl Tiana Taylor, I think she's dope. But haven't heard nothing, you know what I mean? And with that being said, it's kind of like, how will the female MC ever really obtain that respect if we can't find, I won't say you can't find, but the labels won't put out there that MC that was an MC. I mean, MC Light broke a lot of barriers. Salt and Pepper broke a lot of barriers. All these different artists had to break barrier after barrier after barrier after barrier just to be accepted by their male peers. Where now it's at the point where it's like women have to almost dumb down themselves so far where they're more like a video chick than they are MC. Like, it's crazy. I mean, MC Light almost had to dress like a boy, to be honest with you, before she was accepted. But now it's like they have to be so sexy or so this or so that before they're taken seriously. I mean, Jean Grey is actually dope to me, but I just don't feel she you know, will get the necessary promotion for her to become that big, that next big artist. I think she'll always have a movement in her own right, but to become that next big artist that everyone wants to see here and all that. So I think it's just difficult for me as a head of a label, because I've actually worked with several females, R&B as well as hip-hop. And one thing I noticed too, and this is not all females, but the ones I personally work with, I'm just speaking of personal experience, their hustle is so fucked up. They're so stuck on the look and everything else, they're not willing to put in that time to perfect their craft. Now, I'm not saying that every female MC is like that. I'm just speaking strictly off of personal experience. And seeing that every female MC, you know, from personal experience, seeing that these MCs are really just stuck on that look, it's like, as a label head, of an independent, because, you know, I'm not a major as of yet, but as a label head of an independent, you know, label, it makes it harder for me to want to put out a female MC, knowing it's already hard, knowing they're going to have to really work twice as hard. But if they're not willing to do that and all they stuck so far on their look and making sure that makeup and hair, I mean, I have spent so much money just getting makeup and hair done, and not having these people perfect their craft, you know, it's ridiculous. I'm going to tell you, like, quick story. I had this R&B artist. This is, like, the illest shit to me ever, right? Had this R&B artist, very talented, you know, extremely good singer, all that. This is the story of independent label heads. Some of y'all will be able to relate to exactly what I'm saying. She signed to my label, contract done, everything's done. We're starting to build the project up, but it seems like everyone wants to go from 0 to 60 in like 2 seconds, but it doesn't work like that. You know, people need voice lessons, especially R&B. You need to build up your wind. You need to be able to put in your own work, not just depend on us to do everything for you, because when you're independent, it's more of a partnership than it is a dictatorship. Yeah, we have the final say in a lot of things, but you still have to be able to put in your own work on your own, because you're not talking about $1 million budget here, but that just goes people watching too much TV. But anyways, she signed to the label. We're trying to work the project. We're trying to basically, you know, figure out what direction we're going to go in marketing-wise, what type of look we want for her. And I'm giving her certain things to do in order to help this project move. And what was happening was, I'm handling my business on my side. So I'm doing what I have to do as far as making phone calls, setting things up, making sure when she does want to get her hair and nails done, you know, I do have someone available you know, that can basically do it. Now, she's not my only artist, or at the time she wasn't my only artist. So I'm working on several different projects at once, which is cool. This is what I do. I'm the mogul, like I keep telling y'all. She sends me an email, and it was the illest email ever to me. Like, it was so ill, I just had to laugh at it. She sent me an email stating that, in her opinion, mind you, this is her opinion, our contract is null and void because I do not know how to call my artist. And this is why that's so ill to me. Because it proved a lot of things to me at that moment. First of all, obviously she didn't understand business. Because if I wanted to be an asshole, you are under contract. Even to this day, to be honest with you, if I see her anywhere, she can literally get sued. But, I mean, that ain't my style, but you're not going to play me like you crazy. Two, label heads are not managers. I repeat, and this is where people get fucked up. And I've had to explain this so many times. We are not managers unless that is a special arrangement that we have previously. We handle business for the label. And this is something I will never do again. I will never, ever, 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 ever. And this is for any label head. I'm giving y'all a word of advice so you do not have to go down the same path I went down and make some of the mistakes I made over the years. Do not, unless you are going to manage the artist as well, do not, do not, do not, do not sign an artist who does not have a manager. Because artists want to some artists need babysitters, and it just is what it is. That's just the reality of it. Fine. But they expect you, as the label head, to be like their surrogate manager, and it does not work like that. I'm not giving you wake up calls in the morning. I'm not doing all these type of things because it does not work like that. And to me, that it really, for a while, it put me off so much for the simple fact that I realized there are a lot of artists who just watch TV and all they see is the glitz and the glam and all that, and they do not understand this business. Like, this is a business. You're in the business to make money. You're in the business to make music. And it's something that you really have to understand. You really have to, in order to be good at this, you have to perfect your craft. And I think that is really, like, straight up. A lot of artists out there, it is really, really lacking. Don't get me wrong, there's some artists who get it, but it is so far and few between. And I go back to my original point. It's happened to me with my female artists especially. I had another artist who she only had like one rhyme. Like, I would ask her to spit and she would always spit the same rhyme. I didn't know it at the time, but because I was asking before we hooked, like, we never signed the contract. I was getting to know her and we was trying to see what this relationship worked. All she had was one rhyme. Like, every time I ask you to spit, you spit in the same thing. That's not somebody I want to work with. Anyway, that's me going off on my tangent. But I'm just saying, get your bars up. But going back to the whole, like, female MCs get their respect, I think what it's going to take is it's going to take a Barack Obama situation. And what I mean by that is it's going to take someone to come along that's so undeniably hot that everyone wants to get on her shit. Like, the same way Wayne did when they got on their grind, and not talking about the same shit. I know you got the Gucci purse, you got the Fendi drawers, and you got this, and you got that. I mean, I understand all that. Like, we get it. Like, I promise you, like, I really understand it. You dig me? I really get it. I understand. You're high class. You're flying in the G5, even though I saw you in the Toyota Corolla yesterday. I get it. I get that part. It takes now to come with. Matter of fact, this is what we're going to do. I'm going to look for a female artist to on the next when we start doing guests on the show, which is going to be in September. I'm going to find the dopest female artists out, whether the independent. That's going to be my search. That's going to be a special thing that I'm going to do. Whether it's independent, national, mainstream, whatever, I'm going to find the dopest female artists out right now. Because I really want to get their opinion on, the difficulties they have. Because my perspective is a little different. Like I said, being a label head, my perspective is obviously a lot different than theirs would be. But I really want to know. Like, I'm curious. Because one thing I'm always looking for, new talent. But I'm looking for talent that's hungry and willing to get their hustle on and willing to do all these type of things. You know what I'm saying? That's really what I'm looking for. Like my man K-Dash. What's popping? Are you hungry?
What you mean, am I hungry?
I was just saying because I'm looking for hungry people. You know how I do.
Yo, I am an animal. There's no two ways about it, yo. I'm the dude, I get my freshman floor on my junior album hungry, yo. It's no issue.
Right, I feel you. But
yes,
I don't know, because you're an artist, so you've had opportunities to see different female artists and all that.
Work.
What do you think is missing from them? Like, in your opinion, what do you think, what's the reason they haven't really... Like, think about it. There's no female artist right now that's big like that. Like, the biggest album we've seen so far in a while is probably Trina, and it did okay. Don't get it twisted,
exactly.
But it wasn't. So what do you think?
I mean, just like you were saying before or whatever, I mean, folks just aren't looking for that. It's going to come down to the listeners and the audience at the end of the day because, like it or not, it's the listeners and the fan base and everything. Like, y'all choose what's hot. Y'all choose what to listen to. Y'all choose what gets played on the radio and everything like that. And if it was a female that was coming out with the next hot joint or whatever, the audience, the listeners would push for it. They'd be like, yo, we want to hear such and such. We want to hear that. And it's lacking right now, You don't
the creativity is pretty whack right now. It's not
exactly.
Yeah, it's definitely a lot of creativity. But that's the game in general.
Word.
Because a lot of shit, you hear it and you're like, damn, I feel like I've heard this song already. Or I feel like I've been there already.
Exactly.
You know what I'm saying? So
and
yeah.
it's kind of tragic, because Me as an artist, I'm forced to have to be, so far out of my box and come up with, the most wild concepts and everything like that and put words together, just to be remotely recognized and everything like that. And, a lot of females, I'm not sure necessarily if it's that they don't want to, but for one reason or another, they end up all sounding the same. Everybody keeps the same concept. It's about a handful of concepts that females just tend to run with, and it seems like every song or every single that they do fits in the mold of one of those five concepts. So, I mean, it's what you want me to say.
Right. No, I definitely agree. Like I was thinking about when Eve came out.
Mm-hmm.
She was different than Lil' Kim. Lil' Kim was different than Foxy, at a point. But then all of a sudden, it seemed like they all start meshing a little bit where it was hard to tell the difference between them. You know what I'm saying? But when they first came out, Eve was just like that. Like, to me, she was one of the dopest because she would talk about women's issues and do all that, but she'll also do, what y'all niggas want with the dancing and all that. And, to me, this shit was hot. I was like, okay, that's what's up. But then you had Foxy, who, to me, one of her later albums, I don't know if y'all remember the joint, but the Broken Silence joint, it was the one that had, it had more of a reggae feel to it, and it had the BK joint. Let me tell you where we grew up at. To me, the album was vicious. It didn't get to play. I think it was, a year ahead of its time. But to me, that album was vicious. You know what I'm saying? And Kim, don't get me wrong, Kim has had some dope albums. She has some that flop too, but now it's just like everything I hear from new artists is the same old thing, like over and over and over. Like, it's killing me. Like, you're killing me, Petey. You're killing me. And I'm just, like I said, I'm just waiting for that next thing. As a matter of fact, I'm going to sign the next thing. Fuck it.
What are you talking about? The next thing has already been signed, bro.
Nah, I'm talking the next female thing, Negro.
Oh, I got you. Just making sure.
I mean, relax. Here he go. You see what I do with these arrogant-ass rappers?
Steve, what you want me to do?
These arrogant-ass rappers, I tell you, all of them think they so hot. You think you hot too, don't you?
Nah, there's a difference between thinking I'm hot and knowing I'm hot, yeah.
All right, you so hot, nigga, then spit something. Fuck it, I'm going to shut up.
All right, yo, peep this. See, this is factual. Peep how the swagger move. I stay with some Timberlands, similar to Magnu. Chromed out, tinted Benz, brand new pair of shoes. 30 inches stepping out, I might need a parachute. Birds do a lot of squawking, something like a parrot do. I don't do a lot of talking, but I bet the carrots do. Y'all can hold the conversation, please don't make this complicated. I'm just trying to smash, mommy, all I need is confirmation. Why the hell you concentrating? What is there to contemplate? This your opportunity. Call it equal compensation. Moving at a comet pace. You probably used to commonplace, but we ain't consummating shit, even if the condom breaks. My watch like a snow globe. I could run a slalom race. Nah, this ain't no joke. I'm giving y'all the solemn face. I ain't cracking grin. I ain't half the cheese. My frame's like an iceberg. I got happy feet. This ain't a cartoon, but I'm practically an animated maniac. Ant slappy these. You can catch me, B. I'm an athlete, the new hybrid. Half man and half elite. Y'all can't touch the kid like a Catholic priest. Jab and weave. I'm the new Cassius, see? L-A-Y. Don't play I. We'll destroy your baseline like AI or Tetris. Y'all get it? I break dimes and move on to the next one. I don't waste time. K nice, son. All he do is make rhymes. She ain't bragging, y'all. I heard it through the grapevine. I'm a problem. I can't believe that Mage signed. My crazy ass, he must have lost his damn mind. That makes two of us. Now we got a few of us. Hostile takeover. ACO the unit, cuz. Yeah.
You still a fake rapper.
Whatever, nigga. I'm nice.
Anyway, y'all see what I got to do with these arrogant-ass rappers? Like, all of them be feeling themselves, stroking the ego. Don't get me wrong. I be joking with him, but the dude is nice. But sometimes you got to bring him down because these rappers get a real big head. Like, you tell them one thing, they get the biggest head. It's like telling them 10. You know what I'm saying? So sometimes you got to bring them back down the side, let them know there is somebody higher than them. That's what I'm going to do. In the next couple weeks, I'm going to get somebody to come on here that's going to fuck your shit up.
Oh, word.
How about that?
Bring it.
How about
yo,
that?
I'm loving it. Yo, we can make it Freestyle Wednesdays. Real talk, yo. I'm so for real.
Since you so hot.
Bring your written, bring your freestyles. You know, let's. I want it all. Come at the kid, please.
You know what we're going to do, Kay? This is what we're going to do. This is what we're going to do. Because, you know, I search the radio shows a lot. We're going to do like a world tour.
Yes, sir.
From the privacy of our own homes. We're going to go to all the different hip-hop joints, the radio spots, and just whoever want it. Since you tough, whoever want it. Since you so nice and all this shit, right, we're going to do whoever want it. That's what we're going to call it, whoever want it. I just made that shit up. That's why I'm the boss. So that's what we're going to do. We're going to pick a day, because you ain't doing that shit on my show, because we about to change stuff on these parts. But we're going to pick a day, and we just going to call everybody. Like, when everybody got their shows on, all the hip-hop joints, who got artists who spitting all that, we just going to get on and we're going to have a good time. How about that?
Word.
That's my new marketing scheme. Don't y'all take my shit, neither. You niggas like to bite my shit. I've noticed that. I've seen a lot of biting going on. Y'all don't bite my shit. Come on with your own. But while we're here, Well, I'm going to let Kay get a little more shine, take a quick pause while we're waiting for the co-host to come in. We're going to get a little successful. We'll be back.
Let that bitch breathe.
Holla back.
I used to give a fuck. Now I give a fuck less. What do I think of success? It sucks. Too much stress. I guess I blew up quick. The friends I grew up with see me as a preemie, but I'm not, and my nuts big. You know what the fuss is. My career is illustrious. My rep is impeccable. I'm not to be fucked with. With. Let that bitch breathe. I'm way too important to be talking about extorting. Asking me for a portion's like asking for a coffin. Broad daylight, I'll off your on switch. You're not too bright, good night, long kiss. Bye-bye, my reply, blah, blah. Blast burner, the past burner, the ta-ta. Finish my breakfast, why? I got an appetite for destruction and you're a small fry. Now where was I? Let that bitch breathe. I used to give a shit, now I don't give a shit more. Truth be told, I had more fun when I was pissed poor. I'm pissed off. And this was success all about. A bunch of niggas acting like bitches with big mouths. All this stress, all I got is this big house. Couple cars, I don't bring half of them shits out. All the safe spade I drank just to piss out. I mean, I like the taste, could've saved myself 6 hours. How many times can I go to Mr. Chow's towels? No boo. Hold up, let me move my bowels. I shit on y'all niggas. OG, tell these boys.
I ain't got shit on my nigga.
I got watches I ain't seen in months. Apartment at the Trump, I only slept in once. Niggas said hover was over, such dummies. Even if I fail, I land on a bunch of money. You ain't got nothing for me. Okay, I'ma let it breathe real quick. You feel that? Chill. I used to give a damn, and honestly I still do. Kept the same logic, kill the game for it kills you, I will prove. I could be successful as the best, only then will I express how stressful that it gets. It's easy to say it sucks when you're nestled in its breast. When I'm worth half a bill, I could wrestle with the rest. And I ain't taking shots, respectful as it gets. But you can sneeze on a track and they'll bless you with a check. I got a few things that to get up off my chest. Next, calm down, hold up, let me catch my breath. But I ain't that bitch, hostile, tell him.
Probably got shit on that kid.
I got verses I ain't seen in years. A rhyme book worth more than Regis' career. Those of y'all who thought I was playing should know better. And even if I was, this is chess, not checkers. I can take the
nah.
pressure.
Let that bitch breathe.
Success, McLaren, women staring. My villain appearance, sacred blood of a king in my vein ain't spilling. Ghetto Othello, sugar hero mellow, Camaro driven. I climax from paper, then ask why is life worth living. Is it the hunt for the shit that you want? To receive's great, but I lust giving. The best jewelers wanna make my things. I make Jacob shit on Lorraine just to make me a chain. Niggas mentioned the one love, came home the paper in hand. They gotta brag about the feds, young man. Old cribs I sold, y'all drive by like monuments. Google Earth knows I got flats in other continents. Worst enemies wanna be my best friends. Best friends wanna be enemies like that's what's in. But I don't give a fuck, walk inside the lion's den. Take everybody's chips, bout to cash them in. Up your catalog, dog, mine's worth too much. Like Mike Jack's ATV pub, Matola can't touch. Let this bitch breathe. Let this bitch breathe.
All right, we back. That was the success joint, K-Dash, Jay-Z, and Nas. So you think you're good, huh?
Like I said before, yo, there's no think about it. I only know what I know.
before we get too far, you know how we do the blast session, right? You know, the last few weeks I've been blasting that particular cop.
Gotcha.
He's still a sucker. I went to court, got off, son, so you're still a sucker. I'm still putting on blast. I still don't like him, because that shit was unnecessary. So I needed to vent real quick. For those of you who don't know, I got arrested on some bullshit. The cop was a sucker. And you know, how it happens sometimes, unfortunately. I went to court on Tuesday. Basically, I just had to pay $50 or some stupid shit like that, and I'm good. So he was really a sucker. So whatever. Whatever. Let me ask you a question, Kane, right?
Yes, sir.
You being in the music business.
Yeah.
I don't know if you're familiar with the Jackie O situation, but it's a situation where she had to actually, it's basically sex in the music business. Basically, she had to have sex with an executive in order to get her advance, which is kind of crazy, but,
that's
a real whack situation. But would you ever, being from a guy's perspective, would you ever do anything like that in order to get ahead, or would you feel like, I don't know, because I mean, obviously it's different for a guy, but I just want to know from your perspective. Hold on, Apple Mamas, I'm going to get to you in a second, Mom. Give me 1 second. I just want my man to answer this question real quick.
You know, like real talk, the industry is something crucial or whatever. It's hard to be like, what I'll never do as far
right.
as the industry is concerned and everything like that. But,
right.
There's, essentially, just to put it out there, whatever, I'm not going to do anything that's going to jeopardize the way that I'm viewed by my audience or by my fans,
right.
later on down the line. I'm not going to do nothing ridiculous or whatever just to get on. I know, I have X, Y, and Z, pride about myself, confidence, cocky,
mm-hmm.
arrogant, whatever you want to call it, I got that. And,
right.
I'm not going to have to, stoop below a certain standard or whatever that I've set for myself in order, for somebody to put me on or whatever. I'm not beat, seriously.
Well, I got you. That's what's up. I mean, yeah, it's definitely hard, especially when you want something and you want it really bad. You want it bad enough. So I definitely understand. Carla, you're on the line. What's really good? Carla. Maybe we lost him. I definitely understand exactly where you're coming from, Kay.
Yeah.
It's definitely a different, difficult situation. It's always something to think about. Everything comes with a choice and a price. So you have to realize, would you willing to pay that price? And, some people are willing to pay the price of the hustle. Some people are not willing to hustle. So I guess it kind of depends on you.
Exactly.
As a person. Kind of think, okay, anybody you need to put on blast for this weekend?
I try and keep things relatively cool as far as, calling folks out and things of that nature. But, I do kind of want to semi-call somebody out and everything like that. I've been kind of waiting. I kind of looked at the site today and everything like that. It says, we're looking for the good old co-host and everything like that. And, I've been on for, pretty much the span of the whole length of the joint. And, I'm kind of upset that Miss Guest Host never, called or what happened.
Wow.
Maybe I'm missing something or whatever. Maybe, but.
How real is that?
I'm feeling some kind of way because if I'm not mistaken, on the jump off, it says, welcome, Tiffany. And I'm just like,
oh, wow.
Damn. It's real hood because, if you look over, I glanced at the votes and things of that nature, blase, blah, it seemed like Miss Tiffany is doing, it's kind of ahead of the rest of the pack. And I'm like, yo, how the hell does that work? If, this is your time to shine and you don't come on, I don't know. I'm not trying to point fingers or place blame or nothing like that. I'm just calling like I see.
It's like we said, some people hustle backwards.
Word.
Some people hustle hard. Some people hustle smart. So if that's her hustle, that's fine. I'm not here to disrespect nobody. But I agree with you because I was going to do the same thing. Kind of put me out there, If y'all don't know what we're talking about, it's like this. Let me keep it 100 with y'all. Like I told you guys in the beginning, we have guest hosts that call in, and we're on the search for a co-host for me, female co-host that just to kind of have, difference of opinion and that whole deal. And we had a young lady who was supposed to be on and hasn't come on as of yet. So with that being said, that's what Kay's talking about. She was supposed to be on, supposed to be her time to, you know, let y'all know what she was about so people can vote. Because right now I'm actually looking at the votes. She has over 748 votes right now. And it's going to be a damn shame to basically take those 748 votes away. I don't want to do it. I'm going to wait. I'm going to wait because, you know, life happens. And I'm definitely a big believer in not necessarily second chances, but I do accept explanations. But I didn't get to where I got in life and everything by simply just letting shit slide, because shit does not work like that. You know what I'm saying? So I will listen to see, you know, what happened, because it could have been something major, and I wouldn't want to take anybody out the running based on a life situation. But I've always said I demand the same respect you would give if you thought I was J. Puff, Russell, Kevin Lyles, whoever, because that's the respect I demand, because that's what I'm going to give you, that same respect. So when you don't give me that, at least the common courtesy of that, then, I mean, it just is what it is. Once again, it goes to the whole hustle and backwards type thing. So with that being said, like, this is what we're going to do. You know, Kay, I'm going to let you get your one joint in before we get out of here. But I do want to give my mogul quote of the day. For those of you who don't know, I have a book coming out. It's called A Guide to Success. A Mogul Guide to Success, excuse me. 5 Major Steps to Guarantee Success, coming out in September. So make sure y'all check that out. Shout out to my homegirl, Sai 2, Life Remix Radio. Make sure y'all check her out. She's she definitely shows your boy a lot of love. So definitely want to shout her out real quick. But anyways, mogul tip of the day. We did why. Make sure your why is strong. Make sure you know why you're doing it. Because like we said before, the money is great. Don't get me wrong. I love the money. I love, but it's not the money I love. I love the pursuit of it. It's like I'm very competitive, and that's the issue I love, you know, as far as the money thing goes. But it doesn't define me. It doesn't define who I am as a person. Because if you do that, then it's kind of like what we were talking about earlier. That means you'll do anything for money. You know what I'm saying? And to me, that's a sucker move. If you would truly do anything for money, that's a sucker move. Now, I don't knock anyone's hustle, however you might get your paper, but it's going to make it sure it's something that you don't regret. And I say, do you. But, you know, I'm kind of going to keep it on that only because it goes with the whole topic of the day, which is the whole women and thing. Make sure your hustle is clearly defined, because a lot of people really don't define their hustle, and they're all over the place. They saw someone do something on TV, and they get this aspect of, that's what I want to do, even though it's not in their hearts. My thing is, what I do with my record label, with the fashion stuff I do, with the hiphopourway.com, everything I do, writing a book, it's all me, like Nikki, you. Just like as when with the artist, you can always tell an artist who's really doing it for the money, because it comes off in their music. I've been dealing with a lot of writers for the website. I can always tell a writer who doesn't really love it, but they're doing it for the money, because it comes off in their writing. So make sure whatever it is, you love what you do. Because the moment it gets tough, I promise you, shit never fails. The moment it gets tough, you'll fucking quit. Straight up. Yeah, I mean, I'm not your average just, I'm going to tell y'all the real deal, because you'll quit. It's going to be a contest. It's going to be something that's going to make you want to quit. And your love for it is going to be the only thing that's going to get you through. So if you're sitting there thinking about doing something, but if it's not truly in your heart to do, you're going to be real fucked up. I'm telling you now, you're going to be really, really, really fucked up for the simple fact that you don't love it. Because when it gets tough, it's so easy to quit. It's so easy to quit. Because I've quit things in the past before because I truly didn't love them. I mean, I can tell y'all some stories, and I'm actually going to start doing that, because we're actually going to be doing a lot of big things for you guys over the next couple of weeks. I'm going to give you guys some stories on, you know, what's difficult, the difficulties I had, because I think a lot of people don't share that sometimes. You know, it's always said there's no true testimony without a test. You know, I'm sure you guys heard that before, but it's so, so true. Look at any artist you've seen, look at any actor you see, and everyone has a story. Everybody has trials and tribulations they go through, but that's part of the growing process. So we want to make sure you guys understand that. And I'm getting off my soapbox now. But that's just real talk for y'all. So y'all can hate it or love it or whatever. I told you, just from the block to the boardroom. What that means is we cover every single aspect of hip-hop culture. Every single aspect from the block to the boardroom. Anyways, see how smooth that was, though? See how I did that? I think I do this. I'm pretty good at doing this. Kay, you still there?
Yes, sir.
You ready?
All you got to do is say the word.
Okay, word.
Yo, it's the K to the D, A-S to the H. Rhyme tight like I stretched latex on my face. 4-carat baguette watch. Ice pressed on a Jake. Threw blades on a hand so the seconds could skate. Blue snake on a band. Dudes hating a champ. Cause chicks fantasize about raping them. Damn. Can't walk around the mall. Getting chased by the fans. About 50 of them fighting for their place in the van. They trying to lay up in that hotel, that penthouse suite. And take pictures like they modeling for penthouse, see? I ain't cuffing no broad. I can lend out freaks. And make a profit getting something like 10 thou each. Catch me chilling in a club somewhere in South Beach. In a Viridian velour and some reptile sneaks. In a color you never seen, call it West Nile green. And in case you haven't noticed, I'm a textile G. I got a sick logic, Hennessy, the kid got it. Drink matched the outfit, mixed it with some hypnotic. Team full of goons, case a nigga wanna get brolic. In the clip, notoriously big like Chris Wallace. Nigga, quit. Stop it. You know these dudes stay tripping cause I got that girl tongue kissing two gay women. See, it don't take much to remove gay linen. Here's a message from the kid. Peer pressure is a bitch. She got invited to a small get together in the rip. Now she can't get the damn smell of leather out of shit. Perplexed look on her face. Mommy's still trying to figure how I'm such a thin dude with a dick like Bigelow. Neck force bitten in my wrist quite similar. Amethyst and jade bracelet like the Riddler. What, homie? I don't give a fuck. I'm handsome. You can't say nothing to my daddy, mama, grandson. Flow gross more than a presidential ransom. What, I'm a cop next to McClawn or the Phantom. Damn, son, kid got the game on lock. That's why I'm getting all the checks with my name on top. Nooker.
Oh, boy. Anyways, yo, make sure y'all hit us up, man. RadioHipHopOurWay.com. I'm going to stop talking shit, but sometimes I just can't help myself. And y'all know why I can't help myself. I'm proud of my niggas. I'm proud of my squad. I'm proud of all my staff at HipHopOurWay.com. I'm proud because y'all just don't know what y'all up against. I don't really think y'all know that. So I'm gonna be calm on this one, okay? I think I'm going to end it real calm because I was kind of boisterous on the last one. I'm going to say it real calm. Y'all ready? I'm a fucking problem. I'm a mogul. Get your fucking mind right. Just want to make sure you guys understand that. See how smooth I was? Get my Billy D on right there. See that?
Shit.
I'm just trying to let y'all know. Check us out next week. Your boy's a problem. K-Dash.
Yes, sir.
The mogul C-Major. We're going to have a good time. And we out of here. Peace! We'll